You are listening to the Ditch the Budget podcast, and I am your host, Heidi Ramore. I'm a wife, a mom of two young boys, and I've spent the last 17 years in financial services as a licensed financial planner, insurance specialist, and debt crusher. My goal is to show you that there's more to life than counting calories and paying bills, and that you truly can get out of debt and build wealth without the restrictive budgets and complicated spreadsheets. So if you're ready to reduce your financial stress and truly live the life of your dreams, then tune in and let's do this. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ditch the Budget podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Ramore, and today I want to talk a little bit about taking action. You know, I feel like especially when it comes to our money, sometimes taking action can be really difficult. It might be fear holding us back. Maybe we're scared of taking that action that we know we need to take. Maybe we just don't know what action to take, right? So I think that when we really look at taking action, there's so many different layers to it. But when it comes down to it, what I truly believe is that if you want to change your money story, you're going to need to change your money habits. So it really got me thinking, how do we start that? How do we begin to change our money habits? Now, over the last few episodes, I've definitely helped you start to create some new routines. So go back, take a listen to the last few episodes. But when it really comes to taking inspired action, especially around our money, you know, I do really feel like this work is difficult. And honestly, that's why I do the work that I do with my clients. I really help hold their hand in creating that transformational change that I know is on the other side of them taking the action. And sometimes they just need a little help along the way. But what I have learned over the last few years, especially around habit forming, and I feel like I'm the queen of plans, but the execution sometimes is lacking. So if that resonates at all with you, I've got you. I can totally relate. And one of the things that actually really helped me with my habit forming and really habit change and behavioral change, it is a book by James Clear, and he wrote a book called Atomic Habits. If you do not have this book, you need to stop this recording right now, go to Amazon, order it. I'm not affiliated in any way, but honestly, I feel like this is a book I'm going to keep reading over and over and over again and getting different nuggets each time I read it. And what I want to share with you today is really rooted in one of his main messages. So you're going to need to get the book to get the more in-depth version of this. But he essentially goes through, there's four laws of behavioral change. And I think that these are so true, especially when we're looking at changing our money habits and really creating new ones, new healthy money habits. So here are the four laws, and I want to talk a little bit about each one, but here they are. So the first law is when you're looking to change your behavior, you need to make that habit or that cue or whatever that change is going to be, you need to make it obvious. You need to, so that's number one, make it extremely obvious. If you want to start working out, let's put your workout clothes out. Let's put the first thing you see when you open your eyes, you're going to see your workout clothes, right? You're going to, it's that cue to, oh yeah, I said I was going to, you know, I told myself last night I was going to work out today. Here's the first thing I'm seeing is my workout clothes. That's a cue for you to get going. So you want to make the habit really obvious. The second law of behavioral change is you need to make it attractive. We are human. We like doing things that feel good. We do not like to feel uncomfortable. So you need to make this new habit as fun, as exciting, as attractive as possible. The more attractive and fun you're able to make it, the more likely it is that you're going to stick with it. Because again, I don't know about you, but I do not like doing things that I don't like. So that's number two. Number three is you need to make it easy. So again, human nature, we like things now. We're very impatient. We like things to be easy. We don't want to have to think about it too much because then we might talk ourselves out of it. So make that habit really easy for you to perform. Okay, so if we are going with the workout theme here, so we're going to make it obvious. So we're put our workout clothes out in the morning so we see that. We're going to make it attractive. So let's do an exercise that we actually really enjoy doing. For some of you, that might mean going out for a walk or playing a sport or something like that. Make your workouts fun. the step three is make it easy. So maybe you don't bust out an hour long workout. Maybe you just do 5 minutes and you commit to doing 5 minutes each and every day of going for a walk. This is actually what I implemented about a year ago, and I have pretty much stuck with it. I go for at least a 10-minute walk every day. Most of the time, it's because I combine it with picking up my kids from school. I drop them off at school. I walk them to school, and I just take the long way home. So that has been my little bit of, you know, habit forming that has already started, and it's super easy because I'm already out. I put my running shoes on, walk east into school, and then either keep going and do a lap around the block, or maybe when I go and pick them up, I leave a few minutes early and I do my walk then. So make it super easy. And then the fourth step is make it satisfying. Again, we like doing things that we enjoy. So maybe build in a reward, have some sort of, you know, fun thing that is going to come out of that. Make it satisfying. Like how, for me, sometimes it's literally, okay, I can have my morning coffee after I get my walk done. So it's a reward, but it's also, you know, in a way that is really in alignment with how I want to feel, right? And taking that inspired action. So what I found really interesting about James Clear's interpretation or a description of these four laws of behavioral change. So just to recap, it's 1, make it obvious. 2, make it attractive. 3, make it easy. And 4, make it satisfying. I think the reverse is also true. If you're trying to break a bad habit, let's do the reverse of that. So instead of 1, making it obvious, let's make it invisible. So if we are looking at, let's say for your money, for example, you are finding challenges with overspending with Amazon Prime. Okay, so this is a perfect example. I have a lot of clients who do a lot of online shopping, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're in a situation where you're finding that it's not manageable and that things have kind of gotten a little bit out of control, the one way that you can help rein it in is let's make it invisible. How do you make it invisible? You delete the app. Make it hard for yourself, right? So make it invisible. 2, make it attractive. So if the opposite of that is make it unattractive. Let's not make it fun, right? So let's make it completely unattractive to us to want to do that behavior that we're trying to break. If we're also trying to break a habit, 3, instead of making it easy, we're going to make it difficult. So again, if we're looking at that Amazon app, for example, we've deleted it, so we've made it invisible in order to make it difficult. So now we have to, if we want to order something off of Amazon, we have to actually log into our account online. Right. And maybe make the password something really ridiculous that you have to like actually physically go into your desktop. Don't save your password and you have to remember your password. So add those extra steps to make it difficult for you so that when you're actually ordering something, it's something that you actually need and want. Right. Because your brain has had enough time to catch up and be a little bit patient while you go upstairs, go into your office, open up your laptop. So this is my scenario. My office is upstairs. My computer is a laptop. So I would have to go through all of those steps. When I'm mindlessly scrolling something on Facebook and an idea pops into my head, in the past, I would just go to my Amazon app and order it. Now I would have to go all the way upstairs, boot up my computer, go into the desktop version of Amazon, and then log in, try to remember my password. And so it was just made it more difficult. And so just by thinking of having to go through that process and making that difficult didn't make me want to do it. And then the fourth one, to break a bad habit, instead of making it satisfying, let's make it unsatisfying. So maybe instead of a reward for doing something, you give it a cost. So every time I spend money on Amazon, I'm going to donate $5 to a women's shelter, right? So give it a cost. And so those are, you know, really small examples of some of the things that you can do. But when you're trying to take that inspired action, if you follow these four laws of behavioral change, so make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, make it satisfying, or the reverse of that, if you're trying to break a bad habit, especially when it comes to your money, if you make it invisible, make it unattractive, make it difficult, or make it unsatisfying, holy smokes, can you see how you're starting to build in a system that's going to help support you on your journey? And honestly, when it comes down to it, if you want to break your habits and you want to change your money story and implement some new healthy money habits, you're going to have to probably do things that you haven't done in the past, right? You're going to have to maybe reach out to that person that you are listening to on a podcast. So ding, 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 that's me. And have that uncomfortable conversation. I offer free consultations. You know, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's a conversation that you need to have with your spouse. Maybe it's a conversation you need to have with your parent. Maybe it's, you know, a hard look at your money. Maybe it's you need to ask for a raise or, you know, just be more intentional with your spending. So whatever it is, it's going to require change. And I think if you can just focus in on the end result and be really, I had an episode on this, but if you knew you couldn't fail, if you went into this with the lens of, I cannot fail, success is inevitable, I cannot fail, and I know exactly the life that I want, and here are the 5 or 6 steps that I need to do every single day in order to become her, holy smokes, you apply some of these laws of behavioral change to help facilitate that change. My goodness, you have a powerful thing at your fingertips. And I truly believe that it's not necessarily as bad as you want it. I know we hear that a lot. You know, it's, if you want it bad enough, you'll go get it. Sometimes it's not as easy as that. Speaking from somebody who has started and stopped on my fitness journey countless times for countless years, it's not as easy as that. There needs to be some help and some support. And I think by following these 4 laws of behavioral change will really help you on your journey to real money change and real healthy money habits. So I, of course, am here for you. Please reach out if you need help getting started. This is exactly what I help clients do. Maybe not in this way exactly, but when I am creating customized cash flow plans for people, this is exactly what we do in our cash flow planning. We make it obvious. We make it attractive. We make it super easy. We make it very satisfying and rewarding at the end. So I would love to hear from you. What did you think of today's episode? Throw it up in your stories. Take a screenshot. Throw it up in your stories. Tag me at Heidi Ramore. Of course, I'm always here for all of the things. And I will see you next time on the next episode of the Ditch the Budget podcast. Bye, everyone.